The church, which is around 30 meters tall, is set on a stone foundation. It was built of larch logs joined together without the use of nails, and it is clad in shingles, in other words, small, thin, tapering pieces of wood that are laid out to overlap one another. It has a high, gabled roof, and it's surrounded by wide arcades resting on pillars. In Polish, arcades of this kind are known as Saturdays. The four-sided tower has a domed cupola with a slender roof lantern, in other words, a cylindrical section that crowns the tower. It features a number of openings. Natural light streams through them, illuminating the interior. In the middle of the roof, there's a bell tower. The interior is simplicity incarnate. The oldest and most prized surviving elements are the portal, the figures in the crucifixion scene, the baptismal font, the altarpiece at the high altar, and the wall paintings in the chancel. The portal is the decoration framing the main door. A number of its features are typical of the Gothic style. A carved-out, rope-like pattern runs right round the inner edge of the entire embrasure, as if it were encircling it. The upper edge of the door opening follows the line of two serpentine elements that come together at the top in a point, forming what is known as an ogee arch. In the corners to either side of the serpentine lines, there's a decorative motif known as a palmet, in other words, a fan-shaped palm leaf. A carved wooden crucifix is affixed to the horizontal beam of the rood screen. The grey-white stone baptismal font stands further off in the nave by the southern wall. Slender in form, it resembles a Gothic chalice. The diameter at the bottom of its hexagonal base is the same as the diameter of the bowl, around 50 centimeters. The base narrows towards the top, and there's a two-tiered horizontal ring known as a nodus closer to the bowl. The bowl itself is octagonal with straight sides. On the outside, they're decorated with single lilies carved in relief, their calyxes facing downwards. At the high altar, the orange altarpiece, which almost reaches the ceiling, is richly gilded and decorated with a series of bas-relief plant motifs in the form of dense branches that twine around the columns between the paintings and the molding at the top. The painting on the central panel has a semicircular finial. The carved wooden figures on the panels to either side are slender and colorfully painted. The walls of the chancel feature painted figures of the evangelists. They're depicted standing on plinths that look convincingly like the real architectural thing. But in fact, they're examples of trompe-l'œil, an artistic technique that creates an illusion whereby two-dimensional images look as if they're actually three-dimensional.